When I was in high school, some friends came over at 4 a.m., pounding on my door. They were going up to Alexandria, Minnesota, to meet some friends and wanted me to go along. I was not expecting them, of course, so I was not ready. They had to wait while I put on some clothes. I grabbed a bag, my swimming suit, and a change of clothes. In a matter of about 10 minutes or so, we were gone and the neighbors could go back to sleep. But I'm sharing this story because it relates to the fulfillment of the future time that this Feast of Tabernacles pictures. When Christ returns and begins to fulfill the times these days represent, we need to be ready. Christ will expect us to be prepared to fulfill our responsibilities of service when these days actually begin. We can't take 10 minutes to put on righteousness. We can't grab a bag of right character or say, "Wait 10 minutes for me. I'm not converted enough yet." My friends did wait for me that day, but when Christ returns, he'll return as the lightning comes from the east to the west. At that speed, he's not going to wait. We'll either be ready to go or we will not be ready to go. We'll either be converted or we won't be converted. So this morning I'd like to consider some areas that reflect conversion as we prepare for our roles and our responsibilities in the soon coming kingdom of God and his millennial reign. If you like a title for your notes, I gave the message this title: Ready or Not, Converted or Not. I know it's a big subject, but we should be thinking about our progress in this process of conversion. When God calls us to conversion, he stops us right in the middle. Whatever we're doing completely changes our way of life. Philippians 2:5 tells us what we need to change or convert first. We have a change in our mind, and at baptism, we make a commitment to continue that process of conversion. Philippians 2:5 says, "Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Conversion has to be taking place in our minds continually. This change, this process, is something so important, we need to take it very seriously. We'd be wise to remember, consider that fact, so when Christ returns at the start of the millennium, and the time comes, and it will come, and it will come as fast as lightning, or like a thief in the night, we'll either be prepared and ready, or we won't be prepared and ready. So conversion, it's a total change, a complete change. For example, you ladies, you're sewing a dress that isn't right. You tear it out, you rip it open, the seams, you start fresh. You change it, you get it right. Men, if you're remodeling a building, for example, you clean out the inside, you slowly begin to rebuild it, turn it into something new and beautiful. Vine's Dictionary defines the Greek word for convert and conversion to mean to turn, turn about, turn around. Well, that's what God is doing with us. He's turning or converting us. He's changing us from that selfish human way to his way of holy, righteous character. So the first areas where conversion should be taking place in our lives are in the mind and the heart. Our hearts, our minds, they need to be turning from carnal or fleshly to spiritual. we have the example of the Apostle Peter, how he was before he was converted. He told Christ he'd follow him both to prison and to death. And then later, Peter cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest. So Peter, he was a proud man. He was depending on himself and his own strength. But later, after Peter denied Christ, he wept bitterly. He was humbled. He was brought down. He was broken up inside, and that's how our hearts should be. If we lie, for example, we should be broken up about it. If we lie or commit any sin, we need to stop. Otherwise, we could get hardened to sin and stop the conversion process. If we have a hard, proud heart, God will humble us. He'll resist us. We'll be humbled by the mighty hand of God. So it's better if we learn the lesson in the beginning. Otherwise, we will have to be brought down. In Matthew 18, just read a few verses there. Matthew 18, starting in verse 1. Just see an example of that. The disciples were motivated to ask this question by selfish reasons. And see, that's our human mind. Pride and vanity can cause us to pattern our life, not by the Bible, but to please people or to please man, but not God. Matthew 18, verse 1. At the same time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God or heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Truly I tell you, except you be converted and become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Unless you're converted, you go back to that teachable, humble way, you won't be in the kingdom. You have to revert back, turn your mind back so it can be trained again. You don't stay a child, but you stay teachable and humble as a little child. A little child will say, "Yes, sir. Yes, Father." We can say, "Father, I realize how great you are, and I submit myself to you and to your government, to your word. I want to learn." That's what a little child would do. "Yes, Father, whatever you want me to do." That's what a converted mind would do. But some people are not little. They don't need God anymore. They don't pray or study or let down on it. They forget conversion has to be taking place continually in the mind. We need to stay pliable. We don't want to be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, because then we can't be converted. Just another area we need to be converted in is our character. Sometimes we don't yield to God in some areas. So we could look at that as measuring sticks. They reflect what's in our heart. How changed is my heart? How changed is my character? How pure is my mind? Am I honest? Lie? Is my character that of a converted person? Or am I just kidding myself? Do we open up the Bible and compare ourselves to it? And then do we see some areas we fall short in our personal conversion? Do we ask our Father in heaven for the help we need from Him so we can be ready to serve in the millennium when Christ returns? That's using God's Holy Spirit to build character and using the Bible to purify ourselves. There's a very real danger to our spiritual future if we fail to take all of this seriously. If we neglect to work on our conversion on a continual basis, we could become lukewarm spiritually and think, well, we're doing just fine. And God does warn us about that. Not everyone takes the warning as serious as they should. Some may neglect their prayer or their Bible study because they think they're already spiritually rich and have need of nothing. I really appreciated that we had an opportunity for Bible studies here. Just another blessing God gives us. It helps us get our minds focused on God and what He's teaching us, getting ready for when Christ begins the millennium. But if we have that attitude where we don't care about sermons, or if we don't pay attention, not giving our full attention and learning about God and His Word, we could get lukewarm. But if we have true conversion, we'll reflect the fruit of God's Spirit, God's personality. We could ask ourselves, if we're not showing the fruit of God's Spirit, why not? Why aren't we overcoming? Where are we in our development? Once in a while, we all have to ask that question. As we get closer to the fulfillment these days represent, we have to think about Christ's return, how ready we really are, how converted we really are. We can ask ourselves, if we're not converting in these areas, are we converting at all? The process of conversion is a commitment. Lifelong, day-to-day commitment to grow to be like God. Where are we in this process? Are we concerned about it? If we're fully committed to our spiritual conversion, that process, willing to change where change is needed, seeking God's help with our conversion, then when we hear the pounding on our door, even if it's 4 a.m., announcing that Christ, as the speed of lightning, is gathering His elect right now, because the millennium has arrived, and these very days that we're picturing now become a reality, and it's time to go with Christ, we won't need to ask Christ, can you wait 10 minutes while we pack our spiritual bags and get spiritually dressed and ready to go? Brethren, let's make sure we are converted and ready to go.